This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in about 15 minutes I'm going to have Dr. John Diamond, a newfound friend. Did an event in Wisconsin 2.5 weeks ago, and John just happened to be there. And boy, oh boy, I got to tell you, there's not too many people that are as lit as I am, but he's one of them. And this new found friend in which I found John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond. He's an author of a book called An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. This is a man that understands Scripture, friends. There you have it right there. Not thou shalt not judge. And like most people, thou shalt not judge. Let me tell you, thou shalt not twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. So we'll have him with us in just a couple moments. Before I get to that, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because there's a meme going around right now. There's a lot of memes going around right now. Folks, we have, like, just crazy numbers of active followers. And with that said, I just did this post. I grabbed it and I threw it on my site just to see what kind of a response I would get. It says, "What did he know?" Question mark. What did he know? What did he authorize? Talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, foreign, sodomite, the plant, because that's exactly what he is. It's exactly what he was. And it's interesting how all the conservatives and the said Republicans, you know, the right, that have taken on the political talking points concerning the circus of politics, they're all talking about the crimes of Obama and Hillary Clinton and McCabe and Comey and Lynch and Yates and Orr and Carlin and Page and Strozak and Baker and Prystrap, and the list goes on. They're all talking about the circus of politics. Man, like they're onto something, like they're really onto something, right? And it's a meme of a picture of all these criminals on this post. And I said, all diversion. I said, the circus of politics. I said, and I lay to your candor, and I want you to think about what I'm saying here. With all of these criminals that have created this dossier, right, this collusion, which I told you from the very get-go, from the very beginning, it's nothing but diversion. Now, 2 years later, what are they saying? Well, the GatewayPundit.com just posted huge Rand Paul, as if to suggest he's any different than anybody else is. He outs John Brennan, because John Brennan, you know, the Muslim convert, the head of the CIA, you know, this stooge, pushed fake dossier in Intel report. Of course, all by design. Now, I want to ask you a question. If this were all true for those that are caught up into this little circus of politics, my number is 1-866-582-9933. Educate all of us. 107 affiliates in the United States and 53 countries without. Educate us, please. If this were all true, then where are the indictments Where are the prosecutions, Mr. President? The commander-in-chief, where are all the indictments? Is anyone paying attention to the fact that in the end, nothing becomes of their crimes? Has anybody paid attention to the fact that with all of these diversions, these smoke and mirrors and all of these chase, let's go run down this guy and let's go attack him, while they continuously divide the American people so that they can conquer, Mark 3:25? Where are the indictments? If it was real, where are the indictments? How come these people are still free to commit another diversive act tomorrow? The Bible tells us that a king that sitteth on his throne scattereth judgment. Through judgment, he uses judgment to scatter these people, to bring an end to their crime sprees. How come that's not happened here? Well, I just posted as well, friends. You've all seen the... you can go online right now, as a matter of fact. Cross-check me. Please do. Do it for your sake. But do you remember when Donald Trump said that he doesn't want to hurt the Clintons? They're good people. Remember he said of Barack Hussein Obama? Off the campaign trail. Once he won the People's White House, remember he changed his tune and said that Barack Hussein Obama's first class? It went from he's the worst president in American history to first class after he won. Folks, I just want to know. All across the board to the CIA-controlled media, the propagandist, with all of those that have been busted for crimes, creating dossiers and collusion concerning the president, why is the president of the United States of America impotent? How come he's completely neutered when it comes to justice? Where's his Justice Department, friends, if this were real? Because, again, keep in mind, friends, tell me when the last person that was thrown in the primetime news that was accused of committing a crime or an accusation like we're seeing today, when's the last time they've ever been charged? Somebody tell me. One person. Under Barack Hussein Obama, this went on for 8 years. Where was the Justice Department? Let me ask you this. Where are the American people to allow their Justice Department to stay neutered, to stay impotent? Where were the American people to hold these people's feet to the fire? Because you already know that your agencies aren't going to do it because they're in it together. This is the mob. Blue-collared mob is what you're seeing today. Let me just ask you again, friends. Where are all the indictments? Where are the prosecutions that were promised by Donald Trump? How come these people are free to commit another crime tomorrow, and the week after this week, and the month after this month, and the year after this year, and it's going to go on and on and on and on and on and on? Why? Because the American people let it. You're entertained through the circus of politics. You're entertained through their useful idiots. You're entertained by these people that are destroying your country systematically. And by the way, I'm not just talking about what you have been led to believe is the left, because the right is just as bad, if not worse. Because the right in this country, friends, is the best that you have, and they are worthless every step of the way. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be right back with Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, and I'm going to let him take it, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing a light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Friends, if you want to jump online, please do 1-866-582-9933. Again, as usual, top chat, you guys are kicking it over there. I appreciate you guys being involved in the conversation. Thank you for keeping it alive. I want to tell you, first and foremost, friends, I'm going to direct you over to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over onto Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. You're going to love that page. Short videos explaining how to bring about the answers biblically and lawfully, first and foremost, but it requires you and your strength. As well, friends, you can give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here again, 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Timothy 2:5, not in this order, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, and the list goes on and on and on and on. We follow the captain of our salvation, and remember what Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So, with that said, without further ado, let's pull up John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Bradley Dean, my brother, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Now, here, let me just lay this premise out real quick, John, before I let you loose. We were out in Wisconsin, and while we were doing this event, I got to be honest, friends, for years, Lord, is there more people out there that are doing what we're doing? Where are they at? Lord, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. David prayed. Where are they at? Well, a couple weeks ago, two and a half weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks now, the 2019 Wisconsin Christian News Expo, it was on March 8th, 9th of 2019 this year, I went there. I was a part of it. And there was a lot of speakers. And with that said, all of a sudden this guy, this guy had a little window to talk in. Folks, he had about 10, 15 minutes. I think that was it. And all of a sudden I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, why is this guy getting 10 to 15 minutes when you have other speakers that are not as, how do I say this the right way, that were not as prepared as this guy was for 45 minutes? And right after he got done talking, I'd walked up to him and I said, I introduced myself. He introduced himself to me. And I said, where have you been, dude? Where have you been? I said, I've been praying for guys like you for a long time, and there was quite a few of them there at this meeting, by the way. And one of them just happened to be Dr. John Diamond. And what he did is he came over to me, and he gave me one of his books, friends. And as I looked at it, it says, Appeal to Heaven. Well, this is all in line, as a matter of fact, line upon line, precept upon precept, with what we've been doing on radio for 17 years now. And right under an Appeal to Heaven, it says, A Cry for Divine Justice. As a matter of fact, I just got doused now. And with that said, I got a witness is what I'm saying, friends. And with that said, I just thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, because the Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:9 that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Now, without me stepping all over what Dr. John Diamond wants to talk about, just give us an overview. I have you on the show for as long as you want to be on the show today, my friend. Give us an overview from the beginning to the end within our allotted time, which is three segments, as to what an appeal to heaven, a cry for divine justice is all about, my friend.
Hey, great for that intro. You said quite a bit that I would cover there, and I'm glad we're of the same mind and the same spirit as the word says. I guess one of the foundational things that really, when I'm on any show, that I bring out, that if anybody walks away from that radio show or that little 5-minute speech or anything that I do, one of the things that I make absolutely perfectly clear, and when I make this clear to other people, it's like a light comes on in their head. The Christian church has failed to be the salt and the light because, one, they've lost the understanding that government is an institution created by God. He is the head of that. It's not the separation of church and state. It's not that God doesn't get involved in politics or in government or doesn't want us involved in it. So what I do is I take them to Romans 13. And I hear people all the time, when I started this Appeal to Heaven, we hired a strategy firm and actually paid them thousands of dollars to start a project charter for us. The young man that did this, very, very, very intelligent man, very young, but he got on and we got in a meeting and he said, you know, I really like what you're doing. He said, but I got a mentor, a guy that I trust. He says I should be very, very careful about getting involved in government because of what the Bible says.
Yep.
About you know, Christians submitting to their government. And I said to him, because now my master's is in theology, my doctorate's in Christian education. I said, well, I hope your buddy's a theologian. I said, because what I hear coming from the mouth of a lot of pastors and a lot of Christian leaders is probably the absolute 180-degree opposite of what the Bible actually teaches. And I said, now, which scriptures is he talking about? And he said, well, primarily Romans 13. And I said, what does it say? It says, well, it says we should obey our government. I said, let's open it up and look at it. All right, it says, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. Where does it say Christian, citizens, government, anywhere in there? And he just looked at me. I said, now listen, I spent 8 years in the Air Force. I said, and when I was in the Air Force, I was at the bottom of a very large chain of command, from the commander-in-chief through the joint chiefs of staff to the base general to the captains, the colonels, the sergeants, and I'm at the bottom. I said, I've got many, many times where I've had two people who outranked me in that chain of command who would give me a contradictory set of orders. A sergeant would say one thing, a lieutenant would say the other. Now, that was very easy to rectify in the military because the lieutenant outranks the sergeant. If the sergeant tells me to do something, I just do what the lieutenant says to do. And I tell him respectfully, look, you've been outranked. Well, a lot of times they don't like that. But when they come down on you, when they put pressure on you, and I've had them do this. Look, you do what I told you to do. Yep. My only option, since I don't outrank that sergeant, is to go to the lieutenant, appeal above his head, and say, hey, I'm just following your orders. This guy that's above me in the chain of command is threatening me. I need you to step in and handle that. All right? So when you understand that, when you understand the military chain of command, you understand that the Bible teaches that there's a divine chain of command. And that's what Romans 13 teaches. Let every soul, who is every soul, President of the United States, Congress, Supreme Court, me and you, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. So at the top of that chain of command is God, then government, and then citizens. And when government is in line and walking in step with God, then we obey as good citizens, we obey that government. Unfortunately, in America and throughout world history, power corrupts, and what happens is people get what I call the God complex. And they begin to think they're God. Pharaoh did it, Nebuchadnezzar did it. The Pharisees did it. I mean, you can just go right through world history. Hitler, all these people, when they have absolute power and they're not grounded in a Judeo-Christian worldview, when they don't understand that there is a King of Kings, a Lord of Lords, Isaiah 33:22 said Christ is the King, Lawgiver, and Judge, when they are not grounded in a fundamental understanding that even if you are the highest ranking person in that nation, you still have somebody that outranks you. And then when they get that God complex, because essentially that's driven by Satan. I mean, Satan rebelled against the authority above him and said, I will be like the Most High God. And that's what happens
to
these politicians. They get this God complex. They think that there is nobody above me and I can rule without anybody checking me. And that's what happens so many times in history. Well, the only recourse that the people who were kind of down at the bottom and kind of powerless, because we don't have the military, we don't have the courts, the only option we have is to, okay, we've told you that you've stepped out of line, you've rebelled against the authority of God and his laws. Now, not only are we not obeying you, but we're going above your head, just like I do with the lieutenant. And you go, we go above his head and we say, Lord, this is what it says in Psalms, right? Psalms 2. Psalms 2 says that the rulers of the world and the kings have cut their bands from us. In other words, let us create a separation of church and state. Let us take ourselves out from under God's authority. And as believers, the only thing that we can do is pray for the courage to stay faithful to God and leave the consequences in his hand and be like the three Hebrew children. Hey, we're not bowing down and worshiping this statue because our God's able to deliver us. But if he doesn't, if he lets us die in that fire, just know this. We're still not obeying your law. And when believers take that stand, there is nothing that government can do against you because we do not fear man, we fear God.
Well, that's right. And if you look at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it says, we the people. That's how it starts off. And it also talks about at the end of that Constitution, in the year of our Lord, 1787. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, it makes reference to God four times. And if you read the Mayflower Compact, there's no getting out of what we're talking about right now to be fictitious in any sense of the word. With that said, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you are.
I will not yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to.
You're going to say we think you ought to allow us to speak of what we think. You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I respond.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump is asking the FBI and Department of Justice to review, in his opinion, the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. He also calls it an embarrassment to our nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking with Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, a newfound friend that is out there doing the same things that we are in many ways, and on many fronts, I should say, in many ways and on many fronts. Wanted to also say this, that John, bringing you back into the conversation, just kind of throwing my two cents in there. Whenever I hear anybody talk about Romans 13, I just instantaneously bring them right to Romans 12:21, and it kills the conversation. It tells us that the church, God's children, are to overcome evil with good. And when you look at Romans 13, it talks about who ordained that power. Common sense, who gave government? Exodus 18:21. And the list goes on. We're established in the United States of America on common law, which is based upon the Mosaic Institution. And, for example, I had an atheist call in one time, and he had said, I don't believe we're a Christian nation. And I said, well, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you step in front of one? And I began to go on in the conversation. I said, is it against the law to lie? He said, yes. I said, is it against the law to steal? He said, yes. I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. And all of a sudden, I listened on the end of the line, and there was nothing there. It's like, well, what happened to you? There's no gainsay as to who we are to submit to in this country. I mean, when we continuously hear one nation under God, and when we look at our politicians that put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they're going to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, what do we need? I mean, it's all there. One of the things you had brought up, John, was lines between church and state. Explain to the people exactly what you're talking about as to how that's been completely turned on its head in every way.
Well, I mean, yeah, you go back to the, you, And I got another book, and you're not even aware of this one. This is when I met Coach Dave back in 2003 down at the Judge Moore Ten Commandments rally. Me and him met down there as we were protesting them removing God's law from that courthouse. And I went home, and I spent about 3 years reading the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Journal of the Constitutional Convention, Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers. And I read all of these things, and after 3 years, I'm just sitting in my office going, oh, God, what do I do with all this information? I had zero intentions of writing a book. Well, I wrote another book called The Rise of America, Fighting the Next American Revolution and the Constitutional Crisis. And what I learned through all this 3 years of research is what we have lost sight of in this country is there's a political ideology called Americanism. And Americanism differentiates from every other ism, socialism, communism, fascism, imperialism, any other ism, because Americanism is the one government political system that acknowledges the Creator as supreme, just as Romans 13 says. And that's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. We've been endowed by our Creator. And then it says the laws of nature and nature's God. If you actually go back to the original quote, and it actually says that there is a God in heaven. He outrules everybody, outranks everybody. No laws are of any validity if they are contrary to divine law. See, we don't go deep enough into the documents. We just read this passing thing in the Declaration, and we don't understand what they meant when they said laws of nature and nature's God. That basically says there is a God who outranks everybody, and every law, no laws are, every law is invalid if it goes against divine law, and the only authority that we have is government officials if they line up with God's law, which, like you said, lines right up with Romans 13. Well, the thing that I realized in this is that there's a spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist. You can basically put anything and everybody into these two categories. And all of these ideologies, socialism, communism, fascism, these are all ideologies of man. These are all basically ideologies of the devil because they replace God as the supreme authority. Americanism was the one political ideology that very boldly placed the Creator at the top of that chain of command, even outranking government. And what I learned when I was doing all this study, and I typed in separation of church and state, what I found out was the phrase separation of church and state is really only found in one constitution, and that's the Soviet Union's Constitution of 1925.
That's right.
That's what we have to recognize is they have come in, and if you go back and you study the history, and I do this quite a bit in that first book, you go back and you study the history, we were being invaded. You got the un-American Affairs Committee that Senate was having. You had the Hollywood 10 where communists were infiltrating Hollywood. You had the far left by Billy Haggis, I believe his name was. Everybody was sounding a warning back in like the 40s that, guys, we're being infiltrated by communism. Evolution is, yep, is a communist ideology that seeks to displace God and put man as the highest authority. So when we talk about separation of church and state, we have to understand that term, that divorcing God from man is what Psalms 2 actually warns us about. And it is a communist ideology. It is not an American ideology. So when you understand that, do you understand that under Americanism, you have God as the Creator, our rights come from God, the Constitution was created for us to control the government, and it results in liberty and freedom. When you displace God with any of these other isms, now you have man as the supreme authority, the government decides what rights you have, and that always leads to slavery and tyranny. Now this was prophesied clear back in the Old Testament, because God gave them the absolute perfect system of government. I do an entire teaching on the original government that God gave in the wilderness and gave to Moses, and when they kept crying for Saul, he said, okay, go give them this warning though, and he listed all this stuff, and then at the very end he says, and you will become their slaves if you displace me, because he said they haven't rejected you, they rejected me as king. When we as a nation reject Christ as king and replace him with Saul, with man, with Pharaoh, with Caesar, it always leads to slavery. It always leads to tyranny. The only true anchor of freedom is to restore Christ to his rightful Romans 13 position. That is what brings them back in line. And I've said this many, many times. God will do one of the, he will have legitimate Romans 13 government. He will absolutely have it. All right? He'll do one of two things. When your government rebels against God, he will either cut that government off, as he did with Pharaoh, or he will restore that government as he did with Nebuchadnezzar. Because remember, Nebuchadnezzar got a big head and thought he did all this by his own power and wisdom. And yeah. God sent him out in the field for 7 years to eat grass like an ox. And at the end of that 7 years, we give Nebuchadnezzar a bad name, and rightfully so from early in his life. In his life, he was back in line. And what did he say when he came back in? Oh, my bad. Yeah, there's somebody that outranks me, and he does what he wants when he wants. sorry. I mean, and that's what our job is. Our job as the church is to boldly proclaim Romans 13. I think it's the most important message that we can have. Our job is to go to our political leaders, our president, our Supreme Court, and tell them, you are not at the top of the chain of command, and you will answer to that judge. And if you understand the early church, that's exactly what they did. What's it say in Acts? It says, Jason has harbored these men because they've come to this town saying we don't have to keep the decrees of Caesar because there's another king. There's a king that outranks him, and his name is Christ. And that is the message that turned the world upside down in the first century. That's what's going to turn America around if we have the courage to do it.
Well, when you read Deuteronomy 4, just kind of bringing this in, ushering this in, interjecting this into the conversation, it says, now therefore hearken, listen carefully, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live in and go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You know, it's interesting to me more than anything, because you are preaching my message in so many different ways. And thank you, by the way, for doing my show today. I needed the break, and John, you're a great guest to have. But with that in saying, it's interesting how the church sits back, because the church can't be, we can't just pray to God and expect God, well, you're on the throne, God's going to do what he will do. But people need to bring this into play. It's the church's job to obey the one that they love in the keeping of his commandments, establishing judgment. It's not enough, John, for us to sit back and talk about how God's going to deal with corrupt government. I mean, we understand that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Yes, but the fact of the matter is, you know, like Thomas Paine rightly said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. In other words, he wanted to respond and clear things up by enforcing the law to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate during his time, so it wouldn't fall to his posterity. The American people are so, they've been taught not to judge, they've been taught to sit back and allow the administration to do what it wants to do until its tenure is up, when in fact, if you peruse the Constitution of the United States of America, we have provision in there in dealing with corruption, even to the smallest of infractions. It's the church's job to right the wrongs, and that's what's missing in this equation. What say you?
Oh, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, that's what an ecclesia is. The message, I've invited you and Coach Dave and quite a few others to a conference that I'm going to have here that I'm setting up right now in September. And that's going to be, that's going to be my message right now, because what the church doesn't understand, and if you remember when we were with Wisconsin, I gave you that sheet called the 12 Lies. And me and you have been doing this for a long, long time. I remember sitting at the kitchen table, and I basically gave up. I remember praying, and I gave God my resignation papers. I said, I'm done. Nobody's listening. The pastors won't listen. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not beating my head on the wall. I'm not wasting all these hundreds of hours a week trying to get people to turn around when they're not going to do it. They're hard heart. And God was like, kind of very graciously, well, you're not handing in your resignation papers. He said, I want you to write down every lie that you heard come out of the mouth of a pastor. And I immediately wrote 10 of them down. It turned into 12 within a week or two. And that's the paper that I gave you. And we're doing a video series on that right now. But that one of the things that we have to do is we do have to mobilize the church. And one of the lies in there is we are Christ's ecclesia. What a lot of people do not understand, Christ only used the word church twice, all right? And both of them, when you understand what an ecclesia is, when Christ said there and said, upon this I will build my church, he was not talking about a temple. He was not talking about a synagogue. He was not talking about a place of prayer or worship,
which is
what the modern church is today. He said an ecclesia. The ecclesia was basically 18-year-old citizens who went to the place, the city gates, and they said, that's not lawful, that is lawful. It was government.
10 seconds, John. 10 seconds.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we are supposed to be...
Okay, what I'll do is... I'm going to take Dr. John Diamond right back after this other break. It just came up on me. I can hear it. You probably cannot. We're going to take a quick break, friends. We'll be right back with Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The pulpits are responsible for the decay of conscience. December 4th, 1873, love him or hate him, Charles Finney, he was right. He said, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours, the pulpits, in a great degree. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. True that. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, hello, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. With that said, we're talking with author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, Dr. John Diamond. Thank you again for joining us today, friends, John. And I wanted to also have you give a fleece and direct people to your website to pick this book up that I have in my hand right now. How do people get a hold of you?
The website is called appealingtoheaven.org, and you can get the book directly from there. You can also read some other things, or you can get a hold of me and contact me. Appreciate that little promo there. And we're just looking to speak anywhere and everywhere we can. I'm speaking out there with you in a couple weeks here out in Canton with Coach Dave Dobemeyer, and then hopefully at the Go Therefore Conference with Mike Spalding in Lima, Ohio in July. And then, of course, we're going to have our own little our own little conference here that we're trying to wake some pastors up in September here in Pennsylvania. So just go to the website. If you got any questions, you can get a hold of me directly or buy the book right from there.
Well, they say if you want the fruit, you're going to have to shake the tree, man. And I'll tell you what, concerning those said pastors, you're going to have to shake that tree pretty hard. As a matter of fact, it was William Booth, the founder of and Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, that said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That's where it starts right there. I want to go back just a little bit. Occupy Till I Come. The Occupy Conference, Canton, Ohio, April 12th through the 14th, 2019. Just talked to Dave this morning. Go to OccupyFriends2019.com. We are going to be in Canton, Ohio. With that said, David told me this morning, Coach David told me this morning that it's going to be a packed house. So with that said, I would suggest that I know that there's still a little bit more room that's available. Do go to Occupy 2019 and get your tickets while you can. And come out and meet me and John, friends. This is what this is about. Payday to me is not hiding behind a microphone or playing the paper tiger. It's actually being out there and being spent and burned for the world to see. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, Hebrews 1:7. And with that said, I know it be true on the behalf of Dr. John Diamond as well. Now, we got about 4 minutes left, Dr. John. So what is it that you would share? Go to the pith and the marrow, the heart of what people may read when they go to your website and pick up the book, An Appeal to Heaven. What is it that they're going to find?
Essentially, what they're going to find is this. Once you establish Romans 13 and you understand very clearly that there's a chain of command, and this is what I say when I talk to anybody. I don't care if you're involved in child trafficking, abortion, whatever. Somebody comes and says, you know, I say, why do we have abortion? And they said, because of Roe v. Wade. And I said, why didn't we appeal that? And they look at you like you're crazy because they don't understand Romans 13. They don't understand that there's a judge that outranks the Supreme Court. They think we've exhausted all our appeals when we've got to the Supreme Court. And we have not exhausted our appeals because there's still one more court. There's the judgment seat of Christ. And when the government does not hear our appeals, then what we do, just like I did in the military, you appeal to the higher authority. Now, this is where we have such a problem in Christianity. Because God gives us all the answers that we absolutely need for everything, and we don't consult his book for the wisdom. Now, the two things that you need to take away from this, the two central scriptures of the appeal to heaven, comes from Psalms 2, and it says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Now listen, the kings of the earth, the rulers, set themselves up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cord from us. Let us create a separation of church and state. Let's remove God as the higher authority over the government. But then it goes on in Psalms 2, and it tells us what to do. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations as an inheritance and the ends of the earth as a possession. We are to ask him. God will have that legitimate government. He will cut that government off. This is what our founding fathers did. All right, they appealed to heaven. It says it right in the Declaration of Independence. When the king rebelled against God, then they appealed to him for many, many years. They went through the due process. Finally, they just said, enough. This guy has got God complex. He's not going to submit to the authority of God, just like Moses did with Pharaoh. He went to him 10 times, told him to submit to the authority of God. He said no. God cut him off and restored legitimate government under Moses. He did the same thing during the Revolutionary War. It is absolutely identical. Our founding fathers used the Exodus model as the justification for creating this nation. So if we're going to restore this nation, we've two things. One, we have to understand the problem. The problem is Psalms 2. Our government has basically cut the cords and said we are no longer going to submit to God's authority over us as individual people, which is the Supreme Court, the president, whoever, and then we're also going to drag the nation into that apostasy with us. And the only thing that we can do is stand firm, say, we're not committing apostasy with you. We are going to obey God rather than man, regardless if you throw us in the fire or in the lion's den, and then God will do one of two things. That's when the appeal to heaven comes in. And then we will trust God, just like he did with the Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. We will not be moved. We're standing right here. You better get up under that authority or you're going to get cut off. And one of two things has always, always happened. Legitimate government has been restored, which is what we're hoping happens here in America, that we get people in office that understand, like the founding fathers did, that chain of command, or God cuts them off and restores those who will have legitimate government.
Amen. I want to say a couple things here, going back to one of the comments that you made. concerning the Supreme Court. Yes, they're the highest court. Yep, we understand all that. Constitutionally, that's right on. But it also says in Article 3, Section 1, that the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress, we the people, may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their services a compensation, so on and so forth. But what people don't realize, and we've been taught this, John, that the Supreme Court, what they say goes. Not if it counters what they are to discover and to apply concerning God's moral law. They are to maintain order, not to create disorder. They are to make reference to law in judgment concerning his moral law, the Torah, the moral law of God. They are also supposed to not go outside of the scope of their authority, which they have done. And again, perusing the U.S. Constitution, we have, while perusing that Constitution, we have Article 2, Section 4, where it says that we are to remove them, impeach them for the smallest of infractions. I didn't say anything about treason. That provision's in Article 3, Section 3. I said for the smallest provisions. I mean, folks, if they lie to you once, they're going to lie to you again. And what most people think is that they're a bunch of demigods and they're above the laws that they themselves swore to uphold. Again, we need to get back to our responsibility before God as a people and realize that the strength of the Constitution lies within us and our willingness to right the wrongs. And those that pervert the Constitution, we're not to overthrow or pervert the Constitution. We're to overthrow those that do pervert the Constitution, said President Abraham Lincoln, of all people to say that, by the way. But with that said, again, it comes to our responsibility to right the wrongs. And when you look going back, I remember one time, John, we were in Williamsburg, and while we were there, I remember they had these reenactment actors, obviously, historians, teaching the people who our forefathers were. They're dressed like them. They got the minds of them. And it was interesting that during that time, the establishing of our country, they were enforcing ecclesiastical law, canon law. And they would not tolerate crime whatsoever, and they knew, I mean, look at how they enforced the law. They didn't tolerate crime because they understood the price that was paid to give us the freedoms in which we have. They went through the revolution. If we would just study our history and go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, we would not be in the predicament that we're in today. But here's the good news, friends. It doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a minority. If you look in Scripture, God over and over and over again uses a minority for his purposes. Why? So no flesh should glory in his presence. And that's what we need to get back to. Regardless if anybody's with us or not, we're going to stand up and obey God. And what's going to happen is when we go in, we're going to find that the Holy Ghost has other people there. And those that are willing to get in, we're going to see that we have many on the outside that are willing, but they're just looking for someone to actually follow the Christ in the mess to right the wrongs. Now we have John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond, author of An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. John, we got 1 minute. I'm going to give you the last word, but again, don't forget to let us know, where do we go online to order this book that you just wrote?
Hey, that's a perfect segue. I can tell you that was led by the Spirit right there. Appealingtoheaven.org is the website. I just want to finish up with what you said right there. When I got done doing that three-year research project back in between 2003 and 2006, and I had all that information, and God said, write a book. Turn it into a book. And I've never written a book in my life. But I stepped out in faith. I did that. But I remember sitting there in the office, and I'm like, Lord, I'm one man. One man cannot make a difference. And God showed me. Abraham was one man. Moses was one man. Jesus Christ was one man. Hitler was one man with a book who changed the world. One person with a book and with a platform can change the world. Don't let the enemy lie.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.